You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
A good week for Leicester. They won their first game in the Champions League against Club Bruges last week. Also beat Burnley 3-0 in the Premier League at the weekend. So they're going great guns. The mood will be very good at the King Power. Maybe not so much at Stamford Bridge. Chelsea beaten by Liverpool on the Friday night game. Only drew 2-2 with Swansea the time before that. After a real good start under Conte, they've kind of just wobbled a little bit last week.
Was that Dejan Lovren goal, was that a volley or a half volley?
I've watched it back and I think it's a half volley again now.
This is the debate, listeners. We watched the game in a pub in Leeds, a local drinking establishment in Leeds, and I immediately said volley and was told by the man sitting to the left of me right now, Mark Walton, I needed my eyes testing. It was definitely a half volley. So I thought, what better way to solve this than a Twitter poll? That's got to be the best way. So we put the poll out. I've not checked the latest actual results, but we put the poll out. Was it a volley or a half volley?
Are you calling it a poll?
A poll. Poll.
Poll.
Poll. Poll. Poll. Poll.
Anyone who can't pronounce poll doesn't deserve to have a poll.
I think I've got all American. I think they pronounce it poll, don't
yeah,
they?
I think so, yeah.
Anyway, put that out on Twitter, and the voting was in, and it wasn't unanimous, but the percentage suggested that volley was the call there.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a good performance from Chelsea, was it? That first half, we were watching that thinking, are they going to turn up? Liverpool played their usual high-tempo, aggressive football in the first half and completely overawed Chelsea, really. And they deserved to win, even though, as Liverpool tend to do, they got slightly tired in the second half. Chelsea were fortunate to only be beaten 2-1 in that game, really.
Mm. Yeah, in the second half, even when Liverpool tired, I don't think Chelsea had many clear-cut chances, which I think is a worry for them.
Yeah, I think it is. And the other concern is that without John Terry again for this game, and
yeah.
No matter what anyone says about John Terry, he enhances the players around him as well. Gary Cahill looks lost without John Terry by his side. When you've got David Luiz in there alongside Gary Cahill, his mind goes to mush and he's all over the place defensively. And that's a big factor going into this game. And we're still talking about John Terry here.
Yeah.
2016, he's 35 years old and he still has an influential part to play in this Chelsea side. The thing I worry about with Chelsea more than anything is how are they going to cope with the pace of Ahmed Musa and Islam Slimani? I don't think Vardy will play in this game. I've got a feeling he'll be left out by Claudio Ranieri as he looks to rotate slightly. But Leicester beat them 2-1 at home in the league last season. I can't believe the prices.
Yeah.
Leicester looks such a good price. Maybe I'm always concerned that it's William Hill, a bookmaker, trying to just suck me in here with that sort of price on Leicester at 5-2. I think it's fantastic. I think they're a great bet to win this match at 5-2. I wouldn't quite have it as a pick'em, but I'd never have Chelsea close to even money to win at the King Power, given the respective form lines coming into this match and that major doubt, that issue about John Terry. I think from a pace perspective, Slimani and Musa going to have a field day with Cahill and Luiz.
Yeah, my only thing that puts me off slightly back in Leicester, you see the price, you think 5-2, you think, yeah, that looks a good price to me. They've got Champions League football to worry about now, as well as a league campaign.
Yeah.
I just wonder whether they'll be happy to just maybe let the League Cup slide.
Yeah, that's a possibility, isn't it? And we don't know how Antonio Conte is going to, in these sort of matches, set his team out either.
Mm.
They have got a deeper squad, haven't they, Chelsea?
Yeah.
So maybe he will cut back slightly, but I still think they'll play a reasonably strong side. As I mentioned, I think that Jamie Vardy won't play in this game. Or if he does, he'll get 20 minutes maximum at the end if they are struggling to win the match. I still take Leicester. I understand the doubt surrounding. They have got, I mean, they're playing Tuesday, Saturday, Tuesday, so that is tough. And they're going to Manchester United the weekend as well.
Yeah.
So maybe it is the William Hill trying to suck you in with a price on Leicester here. I still think they'll keep that momentum going after back-to-back 3-0 wins and win this one. So I'll stay with them at 5-2, but I understand your point of view, your perspective as far as this competition and Leicester are concerned this season, but I can't resist 5-2.
I'm going to hit you with a few enhanced odds offers as well, Dave. Two players you mentioned. Islam Slimani to score, Leicester to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 in 90 minutes. That was 15-2. That's now 9-1. And Ahmed Musa to score, Leicester to win, both teams to score in 90 minutes. That was 10-1. That's now 14-1. Two players you mentioned, you think will have a bit of a field there.
So. Yeah, I think both those players are good bets to score. With Islam Slimani at 9-5 to score, Ahmed Musa at 23-10 to score. They have got players that can bring in as well. Shinji Okazaki, I think, is likely to start in this game. Leonardo Ojoa, if Slimani and Musa, if one of those two misses out, Ojoa could come in. So it's not a deep squad. We know that from last season, Leicester City. And they have got those two big games to come against Manchester United and Porto back-to-back on Saturday, Tuesday. So maybe that's 10% enthusiasm with Leicester. But I'll still play them at 5-2 here.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.